Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Time to chat to Dr. Daniel Israel of Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center. Daniel Israel, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Simon.
So, Daniel, the president announced lockdown level 2. There's a sense of coming up for air. And against that backdrop, we're going to be asking the question, should the 2021 matric rage happen?
So, Simon, I think that we've got to really differentiate here between social events, if I want to call them that, and super spreader events. And, you know, like my take on this is that, and it's not just mine, I think it's, you know, here I kind of speak on behalf of the whole GGPC, which is the Gauteng GP collaboration, but, you know, quite pro social events. And I personally think that people need to get out and they need to see other people in these lulls and socialize. Otherwise, there's a lot, as we've spoken about, mental health and just social damage, health damage that we all incur. But I think that we must be very careful about super spreader events and events where people who the event is aimed at are not likely in the stage of life that they're in to be very adherent to COVID protocols. And therefore, it really concerns us, this Rage 2021. I mean, we know that Rage 2020, there were a lot of assurances as to all the controls that were going to be put in place. And people were screened before, and there was social distancing and outdoor things. And at the end of the day, it was a huge super spreader event.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a whole, if you make a prediction as to when COVID is likely to resurface in another peak, it's been predicted by the epidemiological experts to be November, December. And that's exactly when Rage is set to be. So, you know, I must say, I don't think that they should be going ahead with Rage.
So thank you for being as clear as you have been on that particular issue. My question, though, you, a doctor, a man of science, and many others like you, why then is this being allowed? Who is responsible for ensuring that this doesn't proceed?
As the GGPC, we've written a letter of complaint to, well, of almost of appeal. We've sent it to principals of schools. We've sent it to media, Rage organizers, because, you know, when you talk about something being allowed, we heard the president speak last night about numbers of 250 or 500, but the point is that they may adhere to those protocols. And, you know, if you pack 500 people in an outdoor venue right on top of one another, you very much can create a COVID spread event, but yet not break the law. So I think that unfortunately the law here does not tailor for these type of events, or certainly to curtail them. And I think that by putting pressure on the organizers, we understand that it's people's business, but we also can't afford to go into a whole other lockdown because matriculants are already spreading it. And therefore, we're really doing our best as a group of doctors to try and dissuade or pressurize the organizers not to put it on.
Daniel Israel, thank you for being so very vocal on that particular issue and so incredibly clear. I think every parent who's heard you today knows exactly where you stand. And this isn't an issue up for debate. There is no equivocation about this. This is not a gray area. Don't send your kids to matric rage. It's that simple.
Thanks, Simon.